Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's a lot of things, but boring's not one of them.
Smart, stupid, idiotic, brilliant, genius, unrealistic.
This is the Pony Express.
We're a championship ball club. You know, we know what it takes this time of year in order to win. And, you know, we want to get back to that regardless of what everyone's saying. The Warriors lost it. They're not together. They can't win without Steph. They're not the same team. Blase, 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 blah, blah, blah. You know who we're capable of. And so, you know, there's been games that we've won without Steph. Series, same as Kevin, myself. You know, we've won games without myself. We won games without Clay. We won games without our head coach. You know, and so, you know, we're primed for this. And, you know, I think a lot of people have tended to forget what we're capable of. We know, and we're going to show that.
Here's Andrew Filipponi.
That was Golden State. Dirty player, I think I want to go with there. That was Golden State. That was Golden State's Draymond Green. Talking about how the Warriors have been sold short. That some in the media, some fans have forgotten how good they are. You know, some people have written them off or have picked against them because of the Steph Curry injury. And here's Draymond Green after the Warriors beat a watered-down, diluted Spurs team. Here he is afterwards with the mic in his hand, like chiding reporters or chiding the media for discounting Golden State. It's this kind of stuff that makes me root against the Warriors. Shut up. Oh my, I cannot bear to listen to anybody on this dream team, this super team, try to depict themselves as an underdog. Be quiet. You go from having four Hall of Famers in the lineup down to three. And Draymond Green wants to sit up there on the dais after the game last night and tell everybody that people have forgotten how good they are? I mean, seriously, is there... Somebody needs to show me a record of predictions from so-called NBA experts before the playoffs started that proves Golden State is an underdog in this thing. That is such a warped reality. That the Warriors, because they didn't win the West, because the regular season wasn't as good as Houston, because they had some hiccups and stumbles in the last couple of months of the season, you could even say the whole season. I mean, look at their home record this year. They were not even close to indomitable or invincible at home. But nobody in their right minds is treating Golden State like an afterthought or a dark horse to win the NBA championship. They're still the pick in Vegas to do it. You know, the people whose livelihoods depend on the prognostications of the public believe that Golden State deserves to be the favorite in this whole thing. The attitude of the Warriors, where they're either conceited about themselves or they create this imaginary chip on their shoulder. Draymond Green, regardless of what people are saying about us, we are a championship caliber team. Who in the world doesn't think they're a championship caliber team? I would adore if there's an NBA team, and I don't have a dog in the fight in these playoffs. If there's an NBA team that can go out and shut this team up and beat them in the playoffs, they will have earned a fan in me. They will have added to their bandwagon if they're able to knock this team off, because I'm just so tired of the Golden State attitude, of the way this team carries itself, of Green, of Durant, of Curry. They can play beautiful basketball. And unlike past versions of the Warriors, what I watched yesterday was a team that won, not because it came out and shot the lights out and, you know, blew the barn doors off San Antonio with a barrage of threes. I watched them win that game with defense. I watched Steve Kerr, who I think is a very overrated coach. Anybody could win with that team. You could put me on the bench, and I'd have the Warriors in the conference finals this year. I mean, Kerr has let the players coach themselves, which goes to show you how irrelevant he is to the team's success. But I thought yesterday he made a tactical decision that really helped. He put McGee into the starting lineup. I thought McGee set the tone in the game on both ends of the court. He did a really good job on Aldridge in the post. He made Aldridge play entirely away from the basket. He was intimidated to go inside. And McGee gave them offense, both in transition, was able to finish plays around the basket. So that was a great call by Kerr. Now, when he's making wise coaching decisions, when he's managing their roster properly, it makes them even better. But they are a team. Unless you are from the Bay Area, unless that's the team you grew up rooting for, unless that's the team that you suffered with, because let's face it, up until 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Golden State was a woebegone franchise, a team that tasted just a little bit of success and not much else. Outside of that, this is a very, very hard team to like. And I think they just add to that. You know, the Miami team with LeBron, I think, you know, it's in our nature to root for the underdog. And the way that team in Miami was constructed outside of Miami rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And the Warriors, unfortunately, the Durant decision changed the complexion of that team, and they went from being, you know, the little guy that shot a lot of threes and fun team to watch to being the super team that I started to root against. And, you know, there have been times where, because of how much fun they are to watch artistically, because of how good they are, I find myself getting sucked back in and just wanting to watch them win, because it is historic and it is monumental, and it would create a modern day dynasty if they could do it again this year. 3 and 4 years, the 1 year they didn't win being the 73 win season. But then guys like Draymond Green open their mouth, and it just reminds me of why I hate this team. Well, nobody's giving us a chance. What is he talking about? How many teams in the NBA playoffs can legitimately beat the Warriors in a 7-game series? Maybe one? Possibly two? People have forgotten that we're a championship-caliber team. No, they have not. And it's that kind of attitude when the Warriors try to create this up-against-the-world, or everybody selling a short, no one thinks we're good enough, They're the last team in, on planet Earth who should be portraying themselves that way. So I just cannot, I don't know how you feel about this. I just cannot bring myself to root for Golden State. I can't do it. And so I will, I'm not rooting for another Warriors-Cavs NBA Finals. I've seen that three times. I want to see somebody knock Golden State down a few pegs. I want to see somebody take them out way before the finals. So that team, guys like Draymond Green, a dirty player, a guy that sometimes displays, you know, no respect, no guts out there. I'd love to see them go down early. I know it's not going to happen. But they, with the way the team was built, with the embarrassment of riches, and with the way these guys talk, if there's one thing I can get out of these NBA playoffs, if a genie popped out of a bottle right now and said to me, hey, you know, I don't have three wishes for you, bro, but I can get you one. One NBA-related wish, it would be that the Warriors went down in the first or second round. I would take great delight in their misery. You want to call me a hater for that? Fine. I cannot stand that team. And it's a shame because I like, you know, as a person, I like Kerr a lot. Curry does a lot of philanthropic and charitable things that make him a nice enough guy. Thompson's pretty, you know, I think he takes a backseat to those guys and doesn't complain about his role on his team when in reality he could go somewhere else and be a franchise player and be the best player on another roster. So I give him credit for doing the unselfish thing. Outside of that, I can't stand the team. I can't stand him. And it's stuff like what Green said that drives home that point for me even more, where they beat a Spurs team that has cannot fight fire with fire. They've got nothing. They've got a Hall of Fame coach. They've got over-the-hill players. And that's your San Antonio Spurs for these playoffs. And Green's got to come out afterwards and say, well, everybody's doubting us. No one's giving us a shot. Shut up. So I'd love to hear how you feel about the Warriors. If you're like me, if you root against them in these playoffs, if they rub you the wrong way, what it is about that team that you don't like, maybe you think I'm way off base here. Maybe they Golden State's great for basketball. I don't know. I can just, the best thing I can do on this show is to speak freely and honestly about things. And I'm not going to sugarcoat things. And if I don't like someone or if I got a problem with something, I'm going to say it. And so I'm just telling you straight up that when I hear Draymond Green bitch about how nobody's giving them a shot in these playoffs, it drives me crazy. And it makes me want to see the Warriors lose. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Do you feel the same way? I mean, I'm really anti-Golden State, and they will try to suck me in with a beautiful game, a well-played game every once in a while. But then one of their guys, usually Green, says something that makes me root against them all over again. So I want to hear from basketball fans on this. Are you with me? I mean, do you find yourself rooting against Golden State in these playoffs? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. The Warriors with this phony baloney, us against the world mentality. It's driving me crazy. How about you? Coming to you from the Quicken Loan Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I'm Andrew Filipponi. It's the Pony Express.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.